This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We are at the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the first day of the 100th annual Hopkinton State Fair. And it is a gorgeous day. It's going to be beautiful all weekend. So everybody ought to come out to the Hopkinton Fair. There's all kinds of stuff going on out there. And speaking of stuff going on at the fair, Mike.
Yes, 10 big shows, count them.
Yep.
Mac and the Big Cheese,
yes.
Ultimate Outdoor Cooking,
yes.
Show.
It is a gorgeous day here. There's gorgeous people here, right? Good-looking people walking around.
Nothing
this place.
But.
That's right. And we got some great shows. We're going to teach you some awesome recipes, and we're happy to be here, guys. Thanks for having us.
Well, we don't know who you are.
This is great.
Pat Mack and Mike Faverman.
I'm the good-looking one.
Right. And would you tell me to say he's a jerk? Or I forgot what you told me the introduction was.
Yes. Yeah, well, he's a filthy pig.
Oh, okay.
I'm a filthy animal, yeah.
Welcome to the fair.
Thank you.
We've got a
I have my own exhibit over there. You can see me.
He got a ribbon earlier.
First place for hog tying. Tied my partner up with some tethers over here.
Look, I am impressed the fact that you guys were actually on the Splendid Table on NPR.
Oh, yeah.
I said, these guys are the real deal.
The real deal, yeah, I remember
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yeah. And I tell you what, the Splendid Table, the Saturday Night Live version of that is right on cue. Mike fell into that spell within like 10 seconds when the lady started talking, and the first question she has, Mike's like, yeah, we're Ultimate Camp Cooking. I'm like, step out of it!
That's not who we are.
What I love is Pat Mack knows somebody that Carol knows. You're from Boise, Idaho.
I'm from Boise, Idaho.
This is weird.
Such a small world. Such a small
world.
It
is. It really is. That was just and you when you said where you were from.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute.
And you said her name. I'm like, I know her. And you're looking at me like, yeah, right.
Well, I thought you were like teasing. I really
right.
did. And I wasn't telling you her husband's name. And then you said it. I'm like,
absolutely.
Oh my gosh, he's serious.
Boise, there's only like 8 of us there.
Everyone's bros and sisters.
Yeah, there you go. Just like Maine. Now, Mike Faverman is a Boston area guy.
That's right. Born and raised, Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Stand-up comic. Yeah, that's the funniest people in the world come from Boston.
They really do. I mean, you probably the largest almost incubation area of people from Stephen Wright to Lenny Clark to Jay Leno. I mean, the list goes on.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike Faverman.
Louis C.K.,
yeah.
Bill Burr. Yeah. And Mike Faverman. I was just on TV last night, guys.
Was Access?
Access TV.
Yeah.
Live at Gotham. It was awesome. It was a killer show.
I saw it too late on Facebook, so I didn't get to see it. But what kind of show is it?
It's an uncensored show with a celebrity host. And we did 8 minutes, you know. And then I came here, and this is much better than being in New York.
Well,
quiet, mellow, love it.
That's not what you said earlier.
Mac and the Big Cheese is, as we said, the outdoor ultimate outdoor cooking show. So you guys, because you love camping, you like barbecuing, you put it into a fun, informative, and interactive show. People are actually going to learn something. Right?
Right. We're both stand-up comics, but we're also both former chefs. So we took the two and put them together, and that's why we have our cooking show. So what we do is we take different types of foods. We show you how you can do it outdoors or indoors. We show you how to infuse different types of food. Like, we're going to be doing that here today. We've got two new recipes that we're doing. We've never done them before, so we hope they work out. No, we've actually done them before there.
We'll let the people here find out.
We'll find out. We got we got chicken that's been sitting in the sun for like 7 hours now. So
perfect.
We don't cook it on a pan. We let the sun do the work.
Yeah, use the natural resources. So we're going to be doing Asian tacos.
Ooh.
And then we're going to be doing a zucchini stuffed pizza. So we take a healthy meal, and then we take something very unhealthy, and
just shove it in there.
And that's what we're going to be doing today.
You worked at your dad's restaurant, right, early on in life?
I did. My dad owned a restaurant when I was a kid, which meant I didn't have a choice. I got thrown into the restaurant. So there's a lot of hatred in the act. A lot of hatred in there.
Peeled
bitter,
potatoes.
Crying.
I peeled tons of potatoes.
Oh, yes. I was a...
Idaho.
Yeah. And then when I was 10 years old, my dad was paying me $2 a day. And I was thinking, I am racking up some cash here. And then I started talking to the other employees, and I'm like, hey, Dad, you and I are going to have a talk. This isn't working out.
Sweatshop.
Now, Faverman, you've worked in the kitchen, too?
Many restaurants around the country, man.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. And our motto, the whole reason why Pat and I put this together is because we love bringing people together through food and laughter. We really think it's a universal thing. and we just love to see people enjoy our cooking and have a chance to entertain them in the same time. It's really it's an altruistic blessing that we stumbled upon.
So you work for free?
Hell no.
You said altruistic.
Altruistic. I mean, listen, the feelings we give people are altruistic.
Oh,
I'm coming out of here for free. Come on.
But the food is free after we're done cooking it. We give it to you.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Because we're not going to eat it.
It's a 7-hour in the sun chicken.
I wouldn't eat that crap.
It's disgusting.
Now, do you bring any folks up on stage to kind of work them into the act, have some laughs?
No, we don't want to take away from our good looks.
Oh,
so
I see.
It's just the two of us.
Now, every once in a while, we'll bring somebody up to, like, clean dishes and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to do that stuff.
And we don't do it. Come on.
All right, so tell me about the book, Customers Are Jerks.
Thanks for changing the last part of that, because that's not what it's called.
No, it's a just say jerks. It's better.
Oh. Customers are, and then, but jerks
okay.
work.
Okay.
Wow, that was, I haven't been asked that question in a long time. That was from like 20 years ago. I worked at Albertsons, which is Save-On, which is kind of like, it's a major grocery chain.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there for 15 years. I was in upper-level division management training, which basically meant I was a checker. And I got really tired of working with, customers. And so I wrote a book about them. And then the company found out that I wrote the book about them. And they were like, you either stop producing the book or, you know, you'll be fired. And so next thing you know, I'm on the road doing comedy.
Goodbye.
So it was actually a blessing in disguise.
It was, and it's actually a very funny book. It really is a very, very funny book.
Is it still in print?
No, I got fired. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's. I haven't done a print in a long time, but that was like over 20 years ago. So, but there might be some out there floating around in a bin at Salvation Army.
Customers are jerks, though. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? Customers are wrong. I don't believe in the policy.
I know. Customers are always right.
I mean, I've been in audiences, and the audiences are the customers, and they've been wrong. I've been funny every time. All right? So I don't...
Yeah, like this show. Watch what happens.
So you guys are out
in
the...
Let's talk about our cookbook. Do you know we have a book, too?
You got like a page and a half of merch. DVDs.
Oh, so this guy did his research.
He does his research.
He's like stalking us and stuff.
He does.
I like that.
And I've got your phone number, dude.
Oh, my God.
You better change it.
Just send me dirty pictures. That's all I'm asking.
All right, so you did a cookbook because...
We love the cookbook. This is what happened. We made a bunch of DVDs, and everyone's like, we love your DVDs, but when are you coming out with the book? So within like a couple months of them asking us about that, Andrews McNeil Publishing came to us and said, you guys want to do a cookbook? And we said, absolutely. And the cookbook has just been a blessing.
Our cookbook is different than others because there's funny stories about our life in the cookbook. So there's a couple of recipes and then a story about our life, a couple of recipes and more stories about our life. And we've actually been featured on a lot of national shows for the stories in the book with the recipes. And if you pick up the book, it's nonstop laughter. And the recipes are really, really good.
Oh, the recipes are hilarious, honestly.
Yeah,
And they're your recipes, essentially? I mean, you didn't steal them from Betty Crocker or, you know.
No, we stole them from other TV shows.
Oh, I
got because we're very bitter and...
Jaded.
Yeah.
But we love cooking, man. Pat said it best. Is like, when we first made our first DVD, all we did was build a big kitchen in the woods and see what happens. And what happens is, whenever there's a kitchen, people always seem to stroll over. And then when they stroll over, they let down their guard, and everyone becomes friends. So it was like a really beautiful thing, harmony that we put together.
We actually captured that moment on DVD, and we brought that DVD with us, and so we have it on sale. But it was the very first time him and I had ever been together. We literally built a kitchen in the mountains, went around the campground, told everybody that, you know, hey, we're filming over here. And they were like, luckily, they're like, oh, we're glad we'd found out you guys were filming, because they, and this is true. The people next to us thought we were a gay couple, and it was our.
Oh, you're not?
It was like our.
Oh.
Not yet.
Okay.
We're working on it. I've been asking him out for years. He keeps rejecting me. I'm too skinny for him.
He's a filthy animal. That's why I won't give in. I won't do it.
But we'd never found out how you actually met.
On a date, wasn't it?
Okay,
wasn't it?
Good.
No,
we're back.
We're both stand-ups.
Right.
So we actually met in Houston, Texas, years ago. And like Houston was like a center spot for when after you finished a week working in another city, you'd go to Houston because they had an awesome open mic and it was a good central location before you went to your next city. So Pat and I met at one of those open mics at Houston, Texas, called the Laugh Stop. Kept in touch, and then he started. He was managing a comedy club in Boise called the Funny Bone, And I went up there and worked, and that's when we started talking about we should make a DVD about bringing people together through food and laughter. And since then, it's just it's exponentially grown because of its beautiful...
Yeah, so what we did is we made the DVD, and we sent it out to all the you know producers and stores and said, here, put our DVD in the store. And then a company called us and said, you know, hey, we want to see you guys do a live show. We saw your DVD, and we're like, no, just sell our DVD at the show, and then we'll... You know, you guys can just set us a check. And he says, no, we pay you this much to do a live show. And we're like, okay.
We'll be there.
We'll be there. And we're on our way.
You know, actually, we didn't have the live show created yet. But when they said they'd hire us, we just went. We're both stand-ups. So
right.
How easy is it to put together a funny show? And within we did like something like 30-something shows in that 10-day period. And by the end of it, we had a solid act.
And it all began in the woods with people's curiosity.
It all started in the woods with two guys with a camera.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like the Blair Witch barbecue or something.
It was very romantic.
Yeah.
It was very romantic. The Blair Witch barbecue. I like that. It's kind of
feel
cool.
Free. So you've got a show at 2 today for those that may be driving around, you know, the area, come to the
yes.
Hopkinton State Fair. And the area they need to go to because I want to catch the 2:00.
We are in the lower part of the field next to the equestrian arena with the horses,
mm-hmm.
right behind the stadium where you'll hear all the tractors. Next to the guy with the chainsaw. You're going to hear a lot of noise, so you're going to have to get really close to us. But there's a lot of natural fair noises going out there.
We like to perform against chainsaws and plows, so it's a little more challenging for us to get laughs when we have all that noise. So it's strategic for them to...
We're professionals. We actually perform during a 15-minute firework display, literally being lit off
going?
30 feet behind us.
We're professionals. Nothing stops us.
Straight through. We didn't even stop, and the audience was loving every minute of it.
Wow, and you've got some really hardcore fans that come back year after year when
yeah.
they know that Mac and the Big Cheese are coming.
And that's because they're not bright.
Okay.
We don't call them fans. We're afraid of those people. Why the heck are you watching us?
I can't
Five
wait.
Years in a row.
Yeah.
You're going to like us. You're going to like us.
Wait.
We don't hold back. We attack. And what I mean by that is if you're sitting there and you're not having fun, we make sure you have
oh,
fun.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't just sit there and be a lump in the lug.
So is there a Gallagher component to the show with watermelons?
No, we don't. We'd actually just take the olive oil and just dump it on your head.
Oh, even better.
And sometimes I'll throw food into people's mouths.
Yeah, oh, like
because
a Chinese,
some people
a
have
Japanese
big mouths.
Restaurant,
yeah.
Huh?
It's like Benihana. Yeah.
Benihana, I love
right.
that. Wow.
We try to mix it up. You know, we have fun. That's what we do. We make life light and fun.
All right. So when you're done with here and you've got other shows together on the road, but you go back to L.A., Mike, and you, Pat, to Boise?
I go back to Boise. I have a catering company in Boise, and so I do that 3 days a week, and then we go back out on the road and hook up. And
yeah, we work quite a bit. We're going to Detroit next for a boat show.
That's my hometown. Good luck to you.
It's St. Clair.
St. Clair Shores, which is, it's just outside of Detroit.
20, 30 minutes.
Oh, if even that. Depends if that's the actual city. St. Clair Shores is adjacent to the city on the Detroit River, but that may
okay.
not be where you're
Which
going.
Which is great, because we've come up with some new meth recipes.
So perfect.
They're not new. They're old family recipes. But, so we travel quite a bit. We're going to be in Indianapolis for the Boat Sports and Travel Show next year in February, and we mm-hmm. already have a major 10-day event in Pomona in October book, so we're staying pretty
That's
busy.
Cool.
We're so close to a TV show. I'm crossing
Seriously,
my so close. 2 years ago,
I mean,
we
you
had
write
five...
and produce stuff for video, and,
yeah,
and you did a documentary on you know life on the road as a
I did Road
comic.
Dog,
right.
Road Dog. Yeah,
is that available anywhere? Because I'd love to see
it.
That.
Is it's available at my house?
Okay,
I have one copy left. I made three of them.
Oh,
so I'm down
perfect.
But I also just directed and produced a comedy boxing. Show
no.
where comedians fight each other for stage time and cash prizes. It's phenomenal. It's called The Punchline. Look out for
it. Oh, perfect. Anybody we know that...
Russell Peters. You ever hear of him?
No.
Only the biggest comedian in the world.
Wow. It's impressive.
Okay. He only makes $20-30 million a year.
They had a big snow year this year, so they didn't get to hear a lot of news because
no.
they were covered for like 7 months. So.
Speaking of
Did
cold,
yeah.
I saw the video of you guys on a show in Minneapolis, a morning show with... Yeah. The cornhole segment, yeah.
Oh, which, you saw
for those
that?
Don't know that it's a game. I'm from the Midwest, and
I
that's where the
that.
Game began. Yeah, it's
you
a game.
What about?
I have
game,
no idea.
You take bean bags and you throw it against this
yeah.
wooden plank, and there's a hole. And if you get in,
right.
it's like
oh yeah,
it's
okay.
Called,
it's huge
call
in
it
the Midwest.
Bean bagging,
yeah,
bean bag. So she, on live air, she goes, "Oh, so have you guys had a chance to cornhole?" And we were like, are we supposed to be talking about this on air? I mean,
what does she think you're going to say? Right?
I had no clue.
When you give her that line.
Yeah, and of course, we lost it. And we're live.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was hilarious.
You can tell from watching the video, neither one of us can keep our composure. And by the time the shot was done, I mean, I was so red-faced, and I had no air left in me. I was ready to pass out.
You guys do crack each other up, and that's you really appreciate and respect each other's comic sensibilities, I think.
Right, because you have to do that on stage, because off stage, I can't stand them. I hate them.
Yeah, I can see that.
To be honest, like I never thought I'd do a comedy duo in my life because I'm a stand-up, but for some reason it just works with us, you know?
The big difference between us is we're so polar opposite on who we are.
Like, I'm attractive and in shape.
That's not what I was... Oh, yeah, you are.
Well, compared to you. I mean, I'm like an Olympian compared to you.
But, you know, I'm the nice guy, and he's a jerk.
I'm a jerk, but I'm good at it. I'm funny.
Yeah, I love when you jiggle Pat's chins. That's one of my favorite things.
Hey, we just did it live, folks. Sorry. Can you hear it? Sounds like a French dip sandwich being thrown against the wall.
Well, you guys have a 2 o'clock show, so because I know you put on some other clothes for the show, right?
No, this is my
outfit. This is it?
This
oh.
is it. Actually, I take this off. It's called, we're called the Chipperwells. Hey, who's with me, folks?
Love that. I'm here all week, okay. Actually, here for 10 shows. You did
10 shows.
You did 10 o'clock this morning, right?
Sure.
And then the 2 o'clock.
Sure, we were there.
And then a bunch of shows tomorrow and Sunday and Monday here at the Hot
Guys
Fair.
It's like you said, it's all about bringing people to food and laughter, and it's a fun time.
So good to have you guys on.
Thank you very much for having us.
Pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome.
All right. See you at 2.
Mac and the Big Cheese, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Mac and Mike Faverman. Look for them online and their individual projects. And we're going to take a quick break. Back for more. It's Food for Thought on 107.7 The Pulse, WTPL.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, everybody. Just about 1:30 on Food for Thought, brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. Although today, official decorator is the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department. Also, New England Coffee, the new official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com, and a little place where Carol and Daryl were last night. Oops, I hope I didn't give away any secrets. Casey's Rip Shack, famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue, ripshack.net. Here's Carol.
Oh, thank you. You know, I cannot wait to go to that 2 o'clock show.
Me too.
Matt and the Big Cheese.
Yeah.
Weren't they fun? Hilarious.
Yeah. There's a lot about them online, which is how I figured out a lot of the stuff about them, but they're really interesting guys. In fact, Pat works with adults with disabilities, and his wife also works, I think, in education, kids with disabilities. So, you know, he's got his hands in a lot of things, and he's the nice guy of the two.
If you're watching, shorter one.
The shorter one, yes.
Right. Got it.
The guy
from
Boise.
Right. Very, very nice. I can't wait. But without any further ado, I've been talking about this all week, Betsy's Donuts. And, you know, I did forget to tell you, Betsy is her mom. Betsy's Donuts is named after Donna's mom. So let's welcome on Donna Stevens of Betsy's Donuts. And you've been here for, this is your 50th year at the Hopkinton Fair?
This is my 50th year at the Hopkinton Fair, and it'll be 50 years at Deerfield.
Oh, you're going to Deerfield,
too? We go to Deerfield, too. And Sandwich.
All right, so you do mostly fairs?
Just 3.
Okay, and that's the business for the year, pretty much?
That's the business, 11 days a year.
Must be something.
So are you, like, sick of making donuts by time fair season ends?
Yes.
In one word, yes.
No, not really. It's just, it's more of a hobby for us than it has been a business. We had a bakery at one time. So this is the hobby part of that. And the continuation of the bakery, that's all.
So what makes your donuts different from other donuts?
We make them from scratch.
So
we make them right here at the fair. Everything's made from scratch, no mix. Just all homemade.
Okay, so you come to the Hopkinton, you come to the fair, you've been here for 50 years. How long does it take you to get prepared for this before the fair? Like, how long have you been working since, you know, before today?
Let's see. Before today, we clean and work it from home because I have the trailer at home during the summer,
right,
so that we can clean it and you know, restock and fix anything that may need to be fixed,
right,
or anything,
get it ready,
like that. Yeah, so most of, you know, different times during the summer we're working on it.
Yeah. Okay, so to get ready, like, do you just come and you just start making your mix when you're here?
When we get here, we have a few things to set up, and, you know, hook the gas up and that type of stuff, and then we can start right in. Yeah.
It's true, because you can't make the donuts ahead of time.
Can't make them ahead of time.
Nope. No.
No. And they're made all day long.
How many?
Always fresh, always hopefully warm.
How many are you going to sell this weekend, do you think?
A lot.
Because you've been coming here 50 years, so yep. you've seen busier. I bet you this will be one of the busier years of recent memory, because the weather is going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Good weather, good business.
And since always. Donuts were designated as a health food by the USDA this year, that's really adding to the business.
That is. That is.
No, what do you think? I mean, you must know in rough numbers.
How many donuts we make? I don't, because you lose. Like, you can't, no matter how many times you try to count,
really?
You don't get there. I go through a ton of flour, so, which is a lot of flour.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's a lot of donuts. So it's good. We like it.
When I saw, we have
you,
one here.
You should have seen his face when
I
he
said,
saw that.
Oh, my God, I put one of those on my car once when I had a flat tire. It's that big, folks.
It is.
Wow.
They are.
It looks beautiful, too, and it's... It's a work of art.
So thank you.
We covered it so nobody would steal it.
So they wouldn't think anything was in the box.
That's right.
Ken Kale is over at the donut, at Betsy's Donuts right now. And do you know what he had? He double dipped. He had a honey dip, and they dipped it in chocolate for him.
You'll do that?
Sure.
Wow.
For special people.
Yeah, we do. As long as there isn't a big line, we do that. I always have to clarify that.
Sure.
And then people will come up, Donna, there's not a big line. Can we have a double dip?
So which fair has the nicest people?
They're all.
Yeah.
I can't put one over the other. And the groups of people, I was just talking to somebody about this. The people that come to Hopkinton are a different group of people than come to Deerfield, and a different group goes to Sandwich. So they're all different, and they're all wonderful. They all have stories, and as Carol said, we've been here for 50 years. We see the same people, the same families, and as the families grow, we have a family that'll be here Saturday morning. There's four generations of them that come now, and there's about anywhere from 25 to 30 of them that come to, they all come together to the fair, and last year there was four generations. They had the fourth one, a brand new baby, just a few days old when they came.
Wow.
So, yeah, and it's, and that's what I think that's part of what I really like about the fair, is the fact that you get to see these people, you watch these kids grow up, and they have their kids, and, you know, they just keep coming, and that's, you know, that's part of why I do what I do.
You probably share Christmas cards with some of the people and, you know, stay connected,
and you know,
Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, and some of them you only see here at the fair, but whatever conversation you were having last year, it just continues this year. You know, it's one of those kinds of things where it's like, oh, I just saw, you know, it's like you saw them yesterday, mm-hmm. and you just continue on, and you may not even know their names. You know how that can be. You have, I'm sure, customers that come in and you may not know their name. They just keep
well,
coming,
you know,
all the time.
We know them by what they eat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly.
It's true.
Yeah, I know that's a chocolate. If I'm
going
to try something new, I know to try it with this person. You know?
but you better like people, right?
To do what you do
because you're here for 4 days.
Yep.
And you know, if it's really hot, people might be a little bit cranky, so they come and get their, you know, their little bit of sugar rush and. Yeah. Feed their sweet tooth, right?
And on they go. And I have, which Mike may not know, I have, of course, it started with my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. We started because my oldest brother was headed to college. That's why my father started doing donuts at the fair. And in my trailer now, there's three generations. There's myself, my son, and my grandson. So there'll be a continuation, hopefully, for another 50 years.
Exactly.
We'll let them continue on.
So do you have a trailer? How do you get everything here?
I have a concession trailer.
A concession trailer, yeah. So you just pull it in, park it, stake it, and open the
load
shutters,
it up.
Right?
Yeah, open it up. Here we go.
Now, what kinds of donuts do you have?
Good question.
They're all raised donuts, so it means they all have yeast in them. I have cinnamon sugar, regular sugar, honey glazed, maple frosted, and chocolate frosted. And occasionally that double dip, which is a honey dip with maple or chocolate. So So,
do you ever experiment with anything new? I mean, I know people like the same thing, basically, but once in a while, it's fun to play around.
Well, it's, yeah, it is, but we don't have room for any more flavors.
Oh.
Mike, you got to come up and take a look.
I know,
We don't have room for any more flavors. We do, and Carol and Michelle came, and did you tell them? Carol and Michelle came and made donuts with us one year.
We did.
Oh, fun.
It was fun.
They
yeah.
came into the trailer and put their aprons on and actually made donuts with us. My husband has a tendency to cut up one of the plain one, you know, take a plain one with nothing on it and make a sandwich out of it.
Oh, you told me about that.
So Carol had the steak and cheese. Today we are going to do, because we have a wonderful Carolyn's Creamery right next to us, ice cream shop, and we're going to do some...
ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, so we're going to do some
perfect.
Ice cream sandwiches.
With the donut.
With the donut.
Can you imagine?
That's brilliant.
Oh. So we're gonna play with that. You see, every year we do a little something. We don't sell them, we just play. So... See, we have to try it and see what happens.
Of
course. You know how that goes.
And, you know, before we let you go, I want to talk about your donut party that you have. And I want to know how I can get invited to this.
We have a donut party every year in our backyard, the trailer set up. We do it in conjunction with National Donut Day, which is the first Friday in June. We do it Saturday morning. And usually it's that Saturday morning, first Saturday in June. We're on Facebook, so like us on Facebook, and you'll know exactly when the donut party is, where to come.
So Betsy's Donuts on Facebook.
Betsy's Donuts is on Facebook, like us on Facebook, and you'll see an invitation.
Hey, another question here before you go. What do you think of the trend in fair foods just deep frying anything and everything, from butter to, you know, you name it?
Not so much here.
No.
But over in the Midwest, it's very prevalent. It just hasn't made its way here. I know the deep fried Oreos were big for a while. I know my grandson likes to make those at home.
And deep fried Twinkies.
And that type of stuff, you know. But
did you say deep fried butter?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That one started, I believe, at the Texas State Fair, which is that and Minnesota are the two big fairs for experimenting.
A
How stick of butter deep fried.
It?
Well, I'm going to guess that they freeze it or have it really, really cold. So when it goes into the fryer for a couple of minutes, it doesn't completely just, you know, turn to mush.
Yeah.
That, to me, sounds so gross.
And I bet they're selling tons of it.
And they deep fry cheese curds, which they say are very, very good.
Oh, yeah,
I can see that. That would be good.
There's even shows on Food Network and on the other food channel. That are...
It's a competition.
Competition, but some of it is just Carnival Eats. There is a show called Carnival Eats.
Really? Oh, got to check it out, Carol.
Where the guy goes to the fair, and that's what he does. He tries out different stuff.
Cool.
How would you like that job?
I would like it.
He loves it, obviously.
Well, maybe you're the ones to do something just bizarre out of the box next year with deep-fried, you know...
Something, huh?
Deep-fried something.
Okay.
Yeah, Donna's surprise.
Well, we'll work on that. We'll work on that, Mike. Never know.
What fun to have you here today. Thank you.
Well, thank you both for having
me.
I appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. So listeners, get on out here to the Hopkinton Fair. It's the 100th Hopkinton Fair. And if you do come, you must visit Betsy's Donuts. Their donuts are delicious. Like she said, they come out warm. They make them all throughout the day. And if you do go visit her, make sure you tell her that Food for Thought sent you, The Pulse.
Amen.
There you go.
Terrific.
All right.
Thank you,
Donna, very much.
All right.
And you are listening to The Pulse. We're live at the Hopkinton Fair. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7. The Pulse.
Yeah, this is Food for Thought. Glad you tuned in today. Special show live at the Hopkinton State Fair, the 100th annual. And it's brought to you today by Mama McDonough's Irish Pub, 5 Depot Street in Hillsboro. Come find your Irish side. Also, I'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Ipswich Clam Bake, 791 2nd Street in Manchester. ipswichclambake.com, fresh and local seafood and catering. We look forward to having them join us on Food for Thought at a future date.
Yes, for sure. It is a gorgeous day here. We are live at the Hopkinton Fair, like Mike just said, and there's all kinds of stuff that is happening here. I'm still eating my cotton candy here. you know, they around the fairgrounds, new this year, they have Noodle Daisy and Milkshake the Cow.
What?
What's that? Noodle Daisy will entertain you as she rides her balloon bike throughout the fairgrounds, creating balloon magic.
So, like a clown act or something?
Must be.
Wow.
A new Mime-a-Lot, silent, playful interaction with guests, comical imitations of passersby. Oh, that
he's
must
right
be
out here.
Funny.
He's right out here. Yes.
He must be funny. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Stand up for a second and put your head around this post here, and you will see the guy. He's standing on like a soapbox, and he's got like a Pee Wee Herman jacket on or something. Did you see it?
No,
what'd you do?
Just knocked that over.
Don't knock that. That's a load-bearing post, and you could bring down this whole building, the New Hampshire Fish and Game exhibit.
Oh, my goodness. I just saw that. Holy crap.
Does that scare you?
Yes,
it
does.
A lot of people are afraid of clowns and mimes and things like that.
Oh, no. I'm not afraid of that. Actually, I don't like clowns.
So
I do not like clowns.
You may not be afraid of them, but you don't like them. And I'm amazed at how many people do not like or are afraid of clowns.
Well, you know, this is kind of funny.
Mostly women.
My mother in Florida, she has these stupid clowns. They have like porcelain face and then the rest of their body's like floppy, you know, whatever. I don't know. It's really weird. And every time I would go down there, she has them sitting on the chairs. I have to take them.
No.
And I have to go throw them in a closet. I swear to God, I hate them.
Does she do that to get you?
Well, my mother, the jokester that she is.
Okay.
Do you know what she did?
No.
She like put him underneath my pillow one time.
Oh, she did.
Yes, she did.
That adorable woman known as your mom?
Oh boy. You have no idea.
Wow.
You have no idea. But
I didn't know that. Well, interesting because the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Clown Circus is in Florida.
Oh.
And I want to say Sarasota. I'm not sure if that's the town. I don't know how close your mom lives to there.
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, that's not that close, I guess.
No, I don't think so.
So you're safe.
Good.
For now.
Good. Yeah, I really, it's true. I don't like clowns.
Should we take a mic out there and interview the mime?
We could. Oh. That was stupid. Sorry.
They have a parade at 6 o'clock. You know, like Disney has that big parade, you know, every day. And then they also have the parade Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at noon. So I'm not sure who's a part of that, but I'm sure it's lots of fun. I'm sure the kids like it.
Oh, I'm sure. Must be a great time. Sandtastic sand sculptures they're doing. Come watch the professional sand sculptor team amaze you with their outstanding skills and creativity. Do you ever go to Hampton Beach when they do that, the sand sculptures?
No, but I knew a guy that did that and won a bunch of awards. I've actually never seen it in person. Well, actually, I take that back. The Pheasant Lane Mall sometimes has a big like display in the center of that exact same thing.
Yeah, it's so cool.
You know, they truck in special sand for that.
Yes, yes.
Like what, the sand at Hampton Beach isn't good enough?
I guess not.
Not enough sand at Hampton Beach? Well, it's a different kind of sand.
I was just going to say, it must be a different kind. Exactly.
Right.
But it's amazing what they do, the details in them, and it's crazy. So they're going to have one of those here.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. That's what I just read, Mike.
Very cool.
Other fun stuff.
Also, Ben Risney Wood Sculpture. He's a chainsaw carver.
Oh,
so
those are cool, too.
Same idea, but a different medium.
Right, right.
How about the New Hampshire Cowboy Mounted Shooters?
Ooh.
Fast-growing equine sport in a timed combination of Gymkhana, barrel racing, cavalry drills, and target shooting done by riders in Old West period costume. So, I mean, there's just so much to see and do here at the Hopkinton State Fair. The 100th annual. I haven't explored the food yet, but you know what? We're going to go see Mac and the Big Cheese.
Yes,
their show
is
at 2 o'clock. And for those wondering, we did talk to them earlier in the hour. Pat and Mike, our Mac and the Big Cheese, they will be doing shows at 2 and 5 today. Saturday, they've got three shows on Sunday and one on Monday. So they're doing 10 shows.
That's amazing. I mean, they just travel all over the place.
They do.
They're like living their dream.
I would say that's probably
true.
Good
for them.
Yeah.
I mean, and they just play off each other.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the show. Yeah,
even on the radio, you could see the kind of chemistry that they have. They do like each other, even though they tease each other and pick on each other. It works.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out, and I'm kind of curious what they'll be making.
Although
we did tell us some kind
Asian
of
nachos.
Asian taco. Asian nacho? Asian tacos, I think.
Oh, tacos. Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Yum.
So, I don't know. Should we volunteer you to go on stage to give them chopping lessons or anything like that?
No.
No?
No. Not happening.
No.
I will sit and watch.
Yeah.
But make sure that we look like we're having a good time, because then they will pick on us.
That's true. And, of course, Dave Medicine just spent a half hour with us. So that just, I'm going to be right in the back there.
Because yeah, me too.
I'm not going to volunteer to be part of the hijinks. How much to get in, you're wondering? I mean, we can pass along some of this information for adults. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday, it's $10. It's only $8 on Monday, which is the last day of the fair. Monday is Military Day. Admission is free for all military personnel. Showing a military ID, photo ID, may be required. Now, if you're a senior, today at only $7 to get in versus the $10. Saturday and Sunday, it's $10, which is the full price. Monday, only $7. Kids 5 and under are free. And vehicle parking, that's the deal of the fair, $3.
It is. That is a deal. It's pretty good.
So what are you and Daryl going to do here as the fair? You're going to go see the show?
We're going to go see the show, and then Do you like to go and see the animals? I like to.
I do sometimes. Yeah. I don't know that I'll do that because I got a lot going on tonight. You've seen one, you've seen them all. But
true.
But you know the kids work so hard. The 4-H kids or the farm kids, and I mean they love it. I grew up in a city, and I think you kind of did too, right?
So I did. I lived in Warner for a few years.
Oh, all right.
And
so,
lived on a farm, and we had animals. And yeah. Tyler, that was Tyler's big thing, sheep and goats and
really?
Chickens.
Oh, that's right.
And
didn't he bring some home once in a while?
Well, we had them at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had them at home in the backyard. He took care of them every day. And you know, we had rabbits too. And you remember that commercial when they used to like multiply
yes.
before your eyes?
Yes.
Well, that is true.
Really?
It happens. It happened in my backyard. I'm serious. It wasn't even funny. I think we had like 9 of them. And I took them to the vet. Somebody mm-hmm. said, take them to the vet. Because you have to separate them anyway. And they can do something. I don't remember, but I remember taking them to the vet.
It's not basic neutering, or is it something else?
You have to have them separated. So I had my, you know, the long guy, or, you know, the guy that came and did some chores and stuff. And we had the chicken coop. We had to have the chicken wire dug way into the ground to separate the rabbits, the girls from the boys.
Okay, I see that kind of separation.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Right.
And, so we thought, I think we were like at 9, you know, 5 on one side, 4 on the other, whatever, the girls and the boys. And I'm telling you, two weeks later, there was like 18.
So they found a way.
They still found a way. Yeah, it was crazy.
So people don't neuter rabbits? I mean, I don't know these things. Is it worth it?
I guess I don't quite remember.
For the price?
I don't remember.
Separating
I can't say that I remember.
Is much easier.
I think. I don't know. I don't remember. But anyway. When I think of that, when I talk about rabbits, I think of that.
Never had one. Never will.
So what are you doing for the weekend?
For the weekend.
Labor Day week. Oh, you're going sailing.
Actually, I'm not. Something came up that we're unable to go. So,
okay.
A little birthday party action tonight. And then I think we're just going to do some day trips. Maybe Portsmouth, maybe Newburyport.
Nice.
Don't know for sure. That's still in the planning stages since a last minute thing came up to keep us from sailing. But that's okay. Wherever you are, if you're outdoors, the weather will be fantastic.
It's going to be gorgeous. Yes.
And one of the favorite things that we do when we sail is have Bloody Marys. And listen to this. Bloody Marys have long served as the perfect vehicle for unusual garnishes. I mean, you might put shrimp or a celery stalk. But one company has managed to corner the market on a particularly unusual accoutrement.
Ooh.
The Bloody Mary meat straw.
No.
Yes, listen to this. Iowa-based Benny's Original Meat Straw is making a small fortune off the strangely brilliant novelty straw that infuses meaty goodness into every spicy Bloody Mary sip. The concepts came to life back in 2009. Inventor Ben Herko explains. He was tending a nearby empty bar in a snowstorm and decided to pour himself a drink. One couple sitting at the bar had brought beef sticks as a snack, probably like, you know,
beef jerky or
whatever,
something.
Like
right.
Slim Jims, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
So what he did is after a few beers, he says, I reached over and grabbed one of the snack sticks. With a stroke of maybe brilliance, Herko proceeded to drill a hole through the center of the meat stick. I held it up to the guy that was there. I looked him in the eye right through the hole, and I said, that's awesome, dude. And he looked at me and said, why, yes, it is. Thus, the meat straw was born.
That's pretty cool.
Listen to this. Last year, Benny's meat stick sold 30,000 of them.
through stadium concessions and has since worked out deals with teams like the Washington Nationals baseball team. He has since sold the company to a larger firm who must have spotted the brunch-fueled dollar signs in his pocket.
I love it.
I mean, you could make those at home, I guess.
Yeah.
You have to have a really long drill. I'm not really sure how you're going to carve out the center.
It's pretty cool. You know who has the best Bloody Marys?
Yeah.
Casey's Rib Shack.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. You know what he puts on the corner? They're nicely garnished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a hot pepper and, you know, olives and lemons and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And on the rim, he uses his brisket rub.
Oh, my.
It is so good.
I know where brunch is Sunday.
I'm telling you, it's really good.
Have a fun weekend, Carol.
You too. Thank you.
And
live at the 100th annual Hopkinton Fair. And up next is Kale and Company. He'll be live here at the fair as well. And we'll see everybody next Tuesday.